Blog Talk Radio.
Little slight delay, folks, because we only the clock is running, I think, 30 seconds ahead of schedule, so I'll just wait to start. Okay, there we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and away we go. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Ice Cold Sports Show. No, I'm not Michael Black. Mike is away on vacation this week. So he asked me, Lutz Noor, who normally does the Saturday show, the Enhanced Sports Show on Saturday nights at 6, but he asked me to fill in this week, so I'll be handling duties for the next hour. We only have an hour tonight, so, try to get as many as we can, and we got to run through this like lightning. Speaking of lightning, we got a big storm in my area right now. So if we lose connection by any chance, this is probably due to the weather tonight. So we'll just try to get this through for the next hour, and we'll come out of this with no trouble whatsoever. Can't be any worse than losing my computer last week due to crashing. But I got a new computer, and I'm all set to go. All right, the number to reach, by the way, is 646-668-8083. I think it's the first time I'm subbing on this network, actually. So maybe a little bit confusing, but we'll get through this together. All right. Well, we're coming down to the last 6 weeks now of the baseball season, and Yankees look like to be a bit of a mess. They're loading with injuries now, and they play a series against the Rays this past week, and for some reason, they just can't seem to put them away. As bad as the Rays have been, and always have been, except for 1 year in their existence, they always find a way to beat us. I just can't put my finger on it. You know, Tampa Bay is a small lineup with a small payroll, and yet they always find a way to beat us. It's just baffling. Right now, though, Yankees are holding on to a 6-5 lead in the seventh against the Blue Jays right now. And the Blue Jays play tough. So I'm keeping my eye on that, and Smoke is due up right now. So I'll be keeping my eye on this for the next hour or so. Oh, wow, we got some callers tonight. Thank goodness. All right, so being only have an hour, I'm not going to go into a big monologue or whatnot, so I'll just take the calls and let's get this party started. 3893, I believe this is Diane on the line. Is it not?
Yes. This is Diane.
All right, wonderful. Good, okay. Anything you'd like to lead us off with? Still there?
I think you're right about the Yankees being a mess. I caught some of the game tonight.
Yes, I know. All right, let me get in Eric. I think this is Eric. 3052. Okay, you're on the Ice Cold Sports Show. This is Lou speaking. Who am I speaking with?
Larry Atkell, New Jersey.
Larry. Larry, one of Mike's boys. Oh, how are you?
I'm okay, young man. How are you tonight?
All right, well, thanks. I'm not that young, but thanks for the compliment anyhow. I'm not as young as I look, as not as young as I sound. I'm actually 48. Ugh, yuck.
Oh,
so, Larry,
yeah.
So, Larry, it's good to hear from you. So, what can I do for you tonight?
I was giving my up-to-date on track and field.
Oh, please do. Try to explain it to some of your viewers about what your involvement is with track and field, because a lot of the listeners here tonight are probably not familiar with your role. So, would you please explain to the people?
Yes, I have been coaching track and field since the 70s. I've been to the Olympic Games coaching twice in the long jump in 96 and 2000. I coached the third American woman to jump 23 feet or better. And I've been an advocate more so than my spouse would want me to be in track and field.
Now 96 and 2000, that was Atlanta and Australia, correct?
Correct.
Yeah,
and the
Australia
correct pronunciation for all those is Australia, not Australia. There's no I in that second syllable.
Well, with the American accent, it's a little bit tricky.
Yeah, yes.
You know.
and that's why I try to always, if you say it without the I, you can start speaking like the natives there.
Well, I got hit with a boomerang once too many often, so it's a little bit tricky for me. And believe me, it hurts. Ooh.
I have learned how to catch and throw one before I even went there.
Okay. Now, were you actually involved in were you actually an athlete in track and field at some point in your youth, or no?
Yes. In high school, I became very very involved in track and field, and unfortunately, in my
long
senior,
distance or short distance?
Short distance, 400, 800, 400 mostly.
I actually tried for the track in high school, but I just wasn't quick enough. But I did do two New York City marathons back in the early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on a second, Larry. I got to get another call in. This is one of my other colleagues from the state. So let me bring him in.
I will hold.
8938. Okay. All right. I think I know who this is. But for the record, would you state your name, please, anyway?
Good evening, Lewis. How are you doing there today, my friend?
All right, Eric. Thank you. Just got to make it official.
Hi, Eric.
All right. All right.
Hello,
and, guys, say hello to Larry. He's a regular on Mike's show. At least he knew I'm here tonight. So.
Hi, Larry.
All right.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. All right. Now, I got to speak from a Jets standpoint. You know, I don't know about you all, but I was not surprised by the performance of our new so-called wannabe quarterback, Sam Darnold. I said to myself, I said, self? The self said, what? I said that, okay, he had a great first game, but let's see what happens in the second game, because you never know if he's going to be able to repeat that performance or if he's going to, you know, quote-unquote, use the term lackluster. And last night, he happened to be lackluster. He even threw an interception, which I thought, well, I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but it did, and he just didn't perform well. So, but I want the experts here to think, what did you think of his performance last night? Was it as bad as it looked? Was it worse than you thought? And if it was, what can be done to improve it? Because, you know, with the cut week not coming up, a significant cut week happening this week, you know, what do the Jets need to do? And Bowles even said himself that he's not going to, you know, make the cut until after the preseason game. So I'll start with Larry first.
I think that he should not plan on starting for at least another four games, but he will eventually make the cut. He needs the experience, of the rush, and not to be and learn how to be able to handle the hit.
I see. So despite the performance he had last night, you still think that he is going to be able to survive the cuts?
Yes, I do. Oh, they have to. He's already they're going to give him some money already.
And it's a home run for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. There it is, a solo home run shot for Giancarlo Stanton, 7-5. Thank you. All right. So, Eric, your thoughts on that? I assume you're watching the game last night. So, your thoughts.
Okay, here's the thing. I mean, now for Sam Darnold, last night or so, he was actually mediocre. You know, his play was like, you know, 5-for-11, 62 yards, no touchdowns or so. But this is going to, you know, just remember, though, you know, he's not going to get used to being that first starter yet, because you know this was actually his first game against the first team players. So I mean, you gotta give it that. But I have a funny feeling that Darnold, Bridgewater, and McCown I have a funny feeling all the quarterbacks will probably be safe.
All right. I got to take one more call here, but please stay on. We're getting more calls than I thought I would in just an hour show. Interesting. All right. Last two, four digits are 4226. Good evening. You're on the Ice Cold Sports Show with guest host Lou. What's your name and what can I do for you? Hello? Caller, are you there? Obviously a bad connection. We'll get back. All right, we'll try him again in a couple of minutes. Now, next up, of course, is the annual rivalry game, which, of course, I've always looked forward to, the Jets versus the Giants. And I think the Giants are the home team, I think, in this exhibition. So, gentlemen, and, of course, Diane, any thoughts on this game coming up for next week?
Is
anyone
this for
there?
Anybody, Lou?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my situation right now as well. Right now the Giants, actually the Lions have scored. It is now 7, I believe it's 24-10 in favor
mm-hmm.
of the Giants. So right now or so, Davis Webb has been doing very, very well for the Giants.
Yes.
Nobody even expected him doing this well it is now 24-10 in favor of the Giants, so now with the field goal coming up. Here's the thing as well, too. The Davis Webb is actually having a great, great day,
mm-hmm.
doing very, very good right now or so, because last week against Cleveland, he was not usually his usual self.
Right.
Now, here's the thing as well, too, because they might be using Eli next on. They might be having Eli next Saturday to start against the Jets. Hopefully, or maybe against Bridgewater. Maybe that could be his turn to start. Let's see how he's going to fare. We'll see what's going to happen next Friday night in the Meadowlands. I mean, it's all for nothing. It's going to be the Snoopy Bowl. So we'll see what's going to happen about that, but it could be Davis Webb versus Bridgewater, could be Davis Webb versus Darnold, or maybe McCown might get a start. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We could maybe have Manning start a couple series.
Let's just hope it's not going to be a bridge over troubled water. Ooh, as the case may be. Okay. Larry, your thoughts?
I didn't catch any of that game. The game
for next week's game as the Jets play the Giants, the annual preseason game.
Okay. I always root for the Jets. I'm not that I'm anti-Giant, but I'm pro-Cowboy. So
okay,
no problem there. Everyone expects immediate maturation in a game situation, whereas it's more shock than experience that's going to take hold. So I'm hoping the Jets will hold their own and get some experience without hurting their rookies.
Right.
Okay.
Diane, any thoughts?
I'm used to a little different format, so I'm trying to add this right now.
I know. Just a little thoughts. Okay, Diane, your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It will be interesting to watch.
Yeah. I like to do group discussions,
okay.
Keep the flow going for the hour. So this is how I run. I know Mike does it differently, and he knows. He knows how it does. I've substituted him from before, so he's aware of that. So just to keep that in mind. By the way, those of you who keep tracking score from last night's game, Darnold went like this. He threw the interception to end the first half and was 8 for 11 with 62 yards. Ah, well. Now, I got a question for all of you. If it was up to you, like if you were the coach, who would you choose for the starting quarterback for the upcoming game? Would you choose A, Darnold, B, McCowan, or C, like a bridge over troubled water.
We'll start with McCowan. Oh, okay.
Okay, one from McCowan. Any reason why, or just a hunch?
I would still stay with experience to keep to show some continuity within the game. Because
yes, of course.
Once someone gets chopped that's not used to it, they may lose all control.
Yeah, because that was my theory all along. Because McCowan does have the experience, you know, with the Jets. Everybody probably thinks, well, isn't Bridgewater experienced? Yes, but not with the Jets. He came from the Vikings, so you know he's starting from scratch all over again.
And again, he's coming from NFC to AFC.
That's right. And he's also coming off, you know, from an injury where he hasn't played in a while. So that's another, you know, minus, as the case may be. And right now, Yankees and Blue Jays are in a rain delay because the rain moved over to the city and the turf was on the field. So we might be done before the game was over. How about that? Or like, no, how about that? All right, Eric, your thoughts.
Well, here's the thing, and I actually agree with Larry on some parts as well too, because I would rather start with mostly who brought you, and I would mostly start, like I said earlier, I would mostly start with maybe like McCown, then Bridgewater,
yes,
then Darnold, maybe have that series to go along as well too, because you
right.
know, and we'll see what, you know, we're gonna see what how Todd Bowles is gonna how to, you know, we're gonna see how Todd Bowles is gonna straighten out with everything, and we're gonna see how he's gonna be playing off for that whole entire week. But we're gonna see how everything's gonna be all played up for next week or so, for especially next week's game. Right now or so, it's like I wouldn't really talk about this now, because, you know, this is kind of like it's a week away, and, you know, and the week has not even ended yet, and this week has not really ended yet, but...
Correct.
But if I was a betting man or something like that, I would mostly use maybe McCown against the Jets, I'm sorry, McCown against the Giants next week versus Eli or whoever's going to be playing. And the question, another question as well, too, will Odell Beckham play?
I'm kind of shaky about that. I can't say yes, I can't say no, but in my personal opinion, I don't think he's ready. Especially with his antics that he's gone through. I'm baffled by me. He was so great his rookie season. Everybody was praising him, you know, for what he did, after making the incredible catch. But since then, what has he done? He has gone from like a overnight success to a complete dud. This is
Don't forget he was also played by injuries last year.
That's true. Yeah, but. Yeah, I can understand that, but his off-the-field antics and his on-the-field antics, you know, is really, I think, ruining his reputation. I mean,
well,
he actually
his reputation
has
is always second to none, too, though, don't forget, you know.
Yeah.
His reputation is, like, second to none already, so that's... Hmm. I mean, what Odell Beckham does is what Odell Beckham does. I mean, He's mostly like a Dez Bryant, another guy who's, you know, very, very cocky.
Yes. But, you know, players have to learn to keep their emotions in check, even though, you know, they fouled up. So that's the thing they got to worry about. Because, you know, you're professional. You're playing a game and there's thousands of people in the stadium watching it. There's millions more watching on television. And they're thinking, what is going on here? I mean, he's not playing like a professional. his actions are, you know, rather childish. So, you know, he's got to keep in check, you know, like all the players do. But I've seen how his antics have been during the games. And the kids watch what they see.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
And they think,
absolutely,
well, he's doing that, so I guess it's acceptable. No, you shouldn't imitate everything you see, no matter who it is. Okay, so we got that out of the way. Now, another factor, Broncos are still searching for a backup quarterback, but John Elway is saying that Colin Kaepernick is not being mentioned. Gee, I wonder why. They're trying to find a backup to Case Keenum, and they won't rule out a veteran to take the second spot. So, you know, I don't need to tell you the truth, I don't even think Kaepernick is even going to come back. You know, he's saying, oh, well, I hope, you know, that someone will claim me, but I think that was just a bluff, and I think he's just going to say no.
But now, what's going on with Trevor Siemian right now?
I haven't really heard much from Trevor Siemian, but I think he'd be a good choice for backup.
Because he's supposed to be the second string behind.
Right.
He's actually supposed to be behind the seats. He's supposed to be the second string behind Case Keenum right now, and so is another quarterback as well too. I forgot his name, but some
right.
also too some rookies. But, I mean,
but
they,
the thing
they
is that that I always said that Kaepernick had his chance back in 2016, and he turned him down. So and now. You know, but now he was trying to think, oh, I want to come back. Well, I think I was right. You had your chance and you blew it. So I have a
funny feeling that Kaepernick will not come back.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever going to come back.
Kaepernick has too many chances as it is already.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I think you're right. He's been bluffing. Larry, your thoughts?
Kaepernick? Oh, I'm
yes.
sorry, where do you want me to start at?
Well, because Kaepernick, they're looking for a backup quarterback for Keenum, and there was rumored to be with Kaepernick joining in, but Elway said, you had your chance 2 years ago, you turned us down,
right?
And as we Italians say, forget about it. So,
yeah.
You know,
his opportunity's over. He has no chance of making any NFL roster in fourth. He doesn't have. He knew his highlights or his skills were diminishing in the game. So, his game fit coach on which at the time, and no longer fit into anyone else's schedule. So he can only hope that his lawsuit goes through.
Right. You know, I
good point.
Yeah. I was always thinking, you know, what's he gonna, you know, I think he's just pulling a bluff, and that's what he did, and he's pretty good at that too.
Yes, very good, very good. And that's
I don't even like him before he even had this controversy. I didn't think he was that good enough to begin with.
Well, as I had referenced in my show about the anthem,
yes.
I was never, when in 1969, we walked out of high school because of it. So
is that right?
This is, yes. And when we walked out, sorry to change the format, but my grandmother, when I told her we did that, she was so proud that we did.
I wasn't born yet. 1969. In 1969, I was only an idea. So
yeah,
you know, I was in the process of being born.
Mm.
So you know. I was out just I was a year too late.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you get the idea.
That's
incidentally,
why they never play Go ahead, Bryce.
Speaking of, I got word about ESPN, and I hope I'm reading this correctly. Let me find the article here. It does pertain to the anthem. Just let me see if I lost the article or not. They're saying they will not show the anthem on the ESPN Monday Night Telecast this season.
Amen.
Yeah. There's no word, though, if the other networks will follow or not, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want me to bring this up, but back when they had, if everyone knows the evolution of the anthem, in 1918, those who were watching the games figured it was to bring legitimacy to our armed service during the World Series. But in 1921, they played the Star Spangled Banner as when they lynched black people. Hence, in 1931, when they made it the national anthem, people of color were always opposed to it because they never played the third verse.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay. So, I have never stood up. If I was sitting, I stayed seated. If I was standing, I didn't face the flag. And I've been doing that since 1970.
1970, making me feel old.
Making you feel old? I am now officially a senior citizen.
Okay. And last night we had the Eagles play the Patriots, and Brady, another spectacular game for him. 172 yards and 2 touchdowns. Yeah.
How many passes over 20 yards?
Yeah. But Bridgewater had a good game last night. 127 yards and a touchdown, 62 yards. Not bad. So at least, they're on the right track. But, Bridgewater, does worry me a bit because he is rather injury prone. And, that's not what the Jets need. Because they always seem to go through a lot of injuries with the team. And, that kind of worries me a bit. So, like I said, that's why I thought McCowan was the best bet to go for quarterback. But, hey, it's not my decision. Whatever else is Bowles. Let's just hope he makes the right call, when the preseason ends for the Jets in a couple of weeks. Baseball, of course, had out some suspensions this past week. Suspending Jose Urena 6 games for a hit on Ronald Acuna Jr. for hitting him in last night's game, Wednesday night's game, and it was related to a bench-clearing base brawl, and that made the right call because there was no need for that kind of hit whatsoever. I think that was very tacky, and I believe Eric would agree with me on that.
Only to be honest with you, I'm going to have a statement on this because this is going to make a podcaster's life very, very easy. This is the reason why we do podcasting for sports. And the only reason why I don't think, because to be honest with you, because when I heard about the 6-game suspension for Jose Urena, plunking Robert Acuna Jr. the other night or so on Wednesday night. Hold on a second, Lucas. I don't think Major League Baseball should have gave him a 6-game suspension. They should have gave him a little bit longer a suspension, maybe like 15 games to maybe a month or some. Because the thing about it is also because when the guy comes back. When Jose Urena comes back, his first game will be against the Braves at home. He's going to be pitching against the Braves at home next weekend. And the thing about it is also because you know that the Braves will retaliate because you never know they're going to because you don't know that up because, you know, their coach is probably going to do something. Okay, arena's up or so, let's hit them right in the head. Let's hit them in the side. Let's hit them somewhere else. This is bad for baseball. If you only have a guy, he should be for arena for what he did to Acuña the other night. That was horrible for baseball because the thing is, he should not be able to be pitching after because, in my book, it was a cheap shot. It was also targeting or whatever. And the thing that Keith Hernandez posted on his the thing that Keith Hernandez was posting mm-hmm. or so, what I on yesterday's show, I said it's like you know. It's like, oh, yeah, it's like, oh, you can knock him down. Just don't throw him in the neck or in the back or so. Just hit him in the fanny. It's like Hernandez is a great ball. Hernandez back then was a great ball player. But you know what? He's going to – but I'll tell you what, though, too. When Keith Hernandez – when the Mets play against Atlanta or so, the Braves media guy's going to question Hernandez – as well, too. It's like, why in the world did he say that for? It's like, why in the hell did he say that for? Because like I said, Lou, this is bad for baseball. Because when
it
he
is.
Comes back, it's like, you know, it's like this because, you know, just remember, because this is going to be horrible for baseball when Urena comes back and Braves going to retire late and it's going to be a mob scene in Miami next week, and you know there's going to be bad blood against these next weekend because it's something that it should never even think about happening, and that's the reason why to make our job as podcasters or announcers very very easy instead of making baseball the grand old game, they're making it into a circus.
And they've been doing that for quite some time now, too.
And I'm sorry, but that is my opinion. And you know, that's how I feel about now with this. Because I understand that Puig got maybe four games. I understand that Puig got four game suspension. He actually deserves to get suspended because of what he did to Humley the other night as well, too, tonight. But that doesn't matter. If whoever instigates a fight or whoever instigates a push or something like that, you deserve to be on the sidelines. I don't care how long it's going to be. And that's the reason why that Rob Manfred has got to start putting his foot down and got to start saying to these players, it's like, if you want to fight, fight. But just don't come in and be an idiot about it, and being targeted because you know you got little leaguers out there that are watching the games.
That's right.
It's like you got little leaguers out there watching the games from the sidelines, and it's like you're watching this stuff, and they're gonna and one of these days or so, especially when it comes to Little League World Series or whatever, they're gonna fall. It's like they're gonna do this as well too when they grow up and when they play baseball in college or high school, college and professional, and they're gonna do this as well too. Because you know what, the thing is, it's not gonna be the Little Leaguers' fault that is now. It's gonna be the Major League Baseball's fault. It's gonna be Rob Manfred's fault, and that's the reason why it should be bad for baseball, and that's the reason why Manfred better do something about this now, or better be done next year. Because baseball used to be a grand old game, but now it is now a three ring circus.
A sham. So in other words, that you believe that the penalty was too lenient.
I believe it could have been longer than expected.
I would think so, too. Hold on a second, Larry, before I take your call. I think I got Isaiah on the line, 8669. I think this is Isaiah. Is this Isaiah?
Yes.
Say the line.
Yes, this is Isaiah.
Thank you. There we go. Guys, as they say, Graham, he's a regular on mostly on Mike's show, and I'm glad he's with us tonight. And occasionally he's been on the Saturday show with us. So, and of course, Isaiah is a big Dolphins fan. Now, you haven't heard what happened with Tannehill and his running back on, I believe it was Wednesday. I heard it from Wednesday how he, took him out of a run. Correct. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
All right, Tannehill may be the quarterback, but he does not own the team. I mean, I think what he did was, a ridiculous call.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, because Tannehill was, really going off on the running back.
Uh-oh.
I'm surprised you didn't hear anything about that. I mean, it's not your job to discipline the team. That's up to the coach's job.
Yeah,
and so
I get what you're
saying. A mistake. Okay. So you're right, I made a little bit of a mistake. Big deal.
I get what you're saying. That's,
yeah. Let the coaching staff take care of the problem with the discipline. Not you.
Can you guys hear what I'm saying, or?
Barely. I think you got a little bit of a bad connection. Is it raining where you are? Because it's raining here.
All right, hold on. I'll call back. Hold on.
All right. So, but that's how it went down. And let's say it was caused quite a stir. Yeah, we're only halfway through the preseason, so I can only imagine what's going to be like when we get close to the regular season, and what's going to happen. Oh boy. All right, got a few more notes. And speaking, like I said, we have injuries on the list. The Yankees are piling up, and CC Sabathia is the latest to go down. He's on the 10-day DL list with an inflamed right knee, which is, rather bad news on our side. However, it isn't going to be majorly serious because he's only expected to miss one start. It's been an issue with him for quite some time. But the problem is now that we're in the heart of the season, mid-August and going into September, you really need to have much of your players healthy if you're going to stay in contention, for a playoff run. Because right now, what looked like was going to be a runaway just about 4 or 5 weeks ago, all of a sudden it's becoming, a rather tight race to see who's going to get the first and second wild card spot. The Red Sox are really going to run away with the division, unfortunately, much to my dismay, and the people here in Jersey, of course. The Yankees have been going through so many injuries lately. And this is the last thing that I think that they need right now. So let's check the wild card standings right now. The Yankees are up 3. The A's are 3 back of the Yankees, and the Mariners are 2.5 back behind Oakland. So it's really a very tight race between these last three teams to see who's going to get the two wild card spots. A month ago, the Yankees had a very comfortable lead getting it. Now, it's looking a little shaky. So it's getting to be a little bit more dicey than it was just a while ago. And then, of course, you have the Orioles, which have been, rather horrible all season. And the Mets lost tonight 4-2 over the Phillies. And they are pretty much done right now, 52-69. Ugh. Started the season off so well with 11-1, and now they have this. Okay. All right. I think it's still here. I think. Right. Okay. Oh, we got another call. Last four digits. Oh, this is easy. All sevens. 7777. I guess sevens are wild here. All right. Let's take the call. Good evening. You're on the Ice Cold Sports Show with special guest host Lou. Whom are we speaking to?
Lou, it's Don in Fort Worth, Dallas.
Oh, hello.
Just got on the call. I didn't know Mike wasn't on it tonight.
Yeah, Mike's on vacation, so he asked me to fill in. So,
all right.
What can I do for you tonight, Don?
I didn't really talk. I just wanted to listen to what's going on.
Oh, well, it's a variety of topics tonight. We've been covering mostly baseball and preseason football. I was discussing mostly on the Jets on who should they get for their starting quarterback. Because right now, like I said, my money is on McCowan. But some say it could be Bridgewater. Well, we'll have to see about that. And I was also mentioning that baseball, that the Yankees, they're piling up on injuries now. And now is not the time to get, injured. You need to have your players as healthy as much as you possibly can as you make that stretch run.
That's true.
Yep.
Because before you know it, we're going to be in September. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say I've been watching Buffalo and Cleveland play. Appreciate it.
Yeah, here's an idea. Here's a thought. How many games do you think the Browns are going to win this year? You can't do any worse than zero, of course. But how many do you think they're going to win this year? Honestly.
Honestly, about three.
Three?
Three.
All right. Yeah, because I'm not thinking they're not going to go. If anybody thinks they're going to go from 0-16 to becoming a playoff team next year, I don't see that happening whatsoever. That's not going to happen.
No.
But three, of course, would be, a big improvement for them.
Yes. We've got a long ways to go.
Let's put it this way. My nieces and nephew will be having their kids will be having kids by the time they get better.
Yeah,
catch my drift on that one, guys.
I've seen them play twice this year, and I don't see much improvement.
Yeah. Well, I have two words to say about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one time the Browns were good, briefly, but, over the last few decades they have done nothing at all. I just don't understand how they just can't pull together. And, of course, they got the top draft pick, this year, but is that going to mean they're going to, improve? Because sometimes it doesn't matter who you get, you're still bad. It does not guarantee you're going to have, a successful season. Just by getting the number one draft pick.
Now the question is too. Now here's the thing though, is like, because I've been hearing a lot of stuff about, what if the Browns, what if the Browns get Des Bryant?
Well, that may be improving him a little bit, but Bryant hasn't been, up to par, this season, last season either. But it may help their offense, somewhat. So maybe they will win, three or four games in this upcoming season. And I think you got a bad connection on somebody's line.
I have a funny feeling that would hopefully or so now with Brian in the lineup could maybe get maybe 7 or 8 wins this year.
Seven
because
or eight wins.
He will be clutch. You never know. Could happen.
Hmm. That's a pretty good total for someone who had 0 wins last year.
Well, don't forget because now you got Landry, and now you also have Gordon as well too. Because now you're going to have 2 quality good wide receivers plus Callaway, and you're going to have a very good running game. So,
right.
Browns might surprise a lot of teams this year. But you know, it will always be the Steelers division anyway. So I mean, that's the reason why it should just funny feeling or so they might either take either third or could take either second or third this year.
Is this Roethlisberger's last year?
No.
Okay.
No.
I agree. Even though a lot of speculation saying that it is going to be his last year, I don't really see that happening.
It will be his last good season, not his last year.
I see. Well, he's still going
to have
probably a good season, you know, even if he goes past this year. But I don't think it's. I think it's going to be his last year, whether he has a good season or not.
Roethlisberger doesn't have, you know, Roethlisberger still has fuel to the fire still.
I'm calling you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's still that big game quarterback. I mean, he's Mr. Clutch. I mean, he'll get there. I know he's been there a long 12 years, but he'll get there.
Yeah,
there's
eventually he will.
2-3 years down the line.
All right. Anyone else's thoughts?
Hello,
Isaiah.
Yes.
Your thoughts? Is this going to be? His last year.
Hugh Jackson?
No, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, it's been an end for him. Honestly, they should have fired the coach. They should have been fired the coach. I mean, he's just been not so good these past few years. And it's sad because Ben had a lot of potential to do great things if he had a good coach and a good OC and DC in there. But they failed to get rid of Tomlin. So, I mean, the last, you know, 4 to 5 years, which, I mean, they've been pretty good. You know, that three-headed tandem of Ben, Bell, and Brown, you know, they've been pretty good. And they just wasted that with the coach. So, unfortunately, this will be his last year. And hopefully they can win a chip. But if not, you know, they should have been called the coach. You know, he's no good.
I see.
Great point, Isaiah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not buying it. I didn't really buy into that last year's speech where it was like, oh, I was like, well, I just don't think I don't have it anymore. I'm like, oh, come on. Even the great ones can have an off game out now and then. That does not mean that, you know, it's time to hang them up. So you have one bad game. Big deal.
Mm.
All the great ones have had bad games now and then. You know. Of course, he has been playing now for quite some time, and the old advantage is that every time that a player plays in league, I think they average, you know, 3 years ahead more than just the normal people of the world. You know, because physically your body, you know, is, you know, a little run down, and playing more as time goes on, it does seem to wear you down. So while reality-wise, you're like 30, 32 years old. By football years, you're like in your, early 40s. And that's when it starts to take a toll. Oh, we got time for one more call. Oh, joy. All right, last 4 digits are 0341. Good evening on the Ice Cold Sports Show with special host Lou. Would you state your name for the record, please?
Hi, Lou. This is Corey calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. How are you?
Oh, fine, Corey. Yes, Corey does a wonderful show with Kevin Dixon on Monday nights, the Barbershop
yes.
Show. That's Monday nights from 7 to 9 on the East Coast. All right,
yes.
Corey, we got about 9.5 minutes, so what would you like to discuss?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. What do you guys have in mind? I was just wanted
well,
to go for the afternoon.
Well, this is not a normal night, actually, so I kind of like making a free-for-all night sports-wise. So, no sports topic is off the table at all. We can
okay.
do baseball, we can do football, we can do even bocce if you want.
Okay. So, were you talking about the career expectancy versus, I was one of the NFL players? Were you guys talking about that earlier?
Well, I was making kind of like a comment. I was saying, like, for Ben Roethlisberger, do I think this is going to be his last year? Some say yes, some say no. And, like, what I meant by from a physical aspect is that when a player is, the more a player that is in, they kind of like, you know, shall we say, age faster. I kind of like reference like a dog ages 7 years every year he's been alive. Well, when you're in football and like contact sports like that, your body takes its toll the more years you're in the league. So, like, if you're playing, like, you know, in your seventh or eighth year and you're about, 30, 31 years old, assuming you went 4 years in college, you know, physically, mostly you're like 31 in reality, but when it comes to football years, you're more like heading towards like 30, 39, or probably in the early 40s because your body is so beat up.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
I definitely agree. Anytime a quarterback or anybody in the NFL that's contemplating retirement, I think that the team that they're currently on needs to think about the future plans, because to get out there and take the physical toll that's on your body, especially in the NFL, it also has a mental aspect. When you're playing football, you really have to be, your mind has to be in the game. As far as Ben Roethlisberger, I'm hoping that Pittsburgh is thinking about their future plans, moving on from Ben or thinking about the future, because he has contemplated retirement. And watching him specifically towards the end of last year, I just didn't see the Roethlisberger that I'm used to seeing on the field. I don't know if it's because the changes that were going on with the offense with the Steelers. I know from rumors from end of the season that people were talking about different rumors that he had met with the owners regarding the team. So I'm not sure if there's some friction between the offensive side of the ball and what Mike Tomlin is trying to do with the team. Yeah. So that may could be some red flags, or just he may think that, you know, the window of time for Pittsburgh to win the championship is up. That's going to be an interesting situation that's going on in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I take it you're a Steelers fan?
I am not a Steelers fan. I'm actually an Eagles fan. I'm on that other side of PA.
The more side closer to the Jersey Turnpike, I get it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the Turnpike War series, of course. Yeah, that's what we call it. All right, so we got about 6.5 minutes to go. Final thoughts. Let's start with Diane.
Donald should not be starting for the Jets.
Yow. Okay. Larry.
I would like to end with track and field. We have a young man from Louisiana who competes for Sweden because his mother is Swedish and his father is American. He just jumped the number 5 height all time in the pole vault, 1910 inches.
Wow.
He's 18 years old. He stands 5'6". The world is his right now. His the feat he did at the European Championships, he won it, of course. He stands shoulders above anyone else at his age, in his age bracket. Any questions?
All right. I'll leave it at that. Okay. Okay, Eric, final thoughts?
All right. Yes, I do. Yes, I do have a. Yes, I do have one final thought.
Okay.
Here's the thing as well too, because I don't think it's really good. I believe right now or so, I have a funny feeling that I don't think it's a good idea for ESPN not showing the national anthem before the start of the game. I think it's ludicrous. I think it's a joke for what they're doing right now or so. I don't think it's a good idea. So these guys are absolutely, it's, you know, in my book, it's absolutely pathetic for what the league is doing right now. And if I was Roger Goodell, I would really step forth on this and just, you know, it's like, you know, ESPN, you know what? And I'll tell you, because, you know, ESPN has been the flagship for football since 1989. But that's why it's either you do the anthem or we'll give it to another channel.
Right. Okay.
Well, can I just chime in on that?
Please do.
Okay, so I my whole thing with that is that you have the right to do what you want to do, but owners can't tell players what to do when they don't do it themselves. I mean, from my understanding, that you should take your hat off. I mean, we got owners out here got their hats on. Half of the time, the people are not even watching or paying attention that the anthem is going on.
Amen.
So, I'm really confused why everybody is making such a big deal about the anthem. Half of the time, you're in the bathroom. People are in the bathroom, they're in concession stands.
Right.
Nobody's paying attention. So, why all of a sudden, because a person who wants to politicize the anthem, because they have misinterpreted what it's standing for or misinterpreted what the protest about, now everybody's up in arms. People honestly need to stop listening to propaganda.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's been
standing
on the whole time.
Good point. Thank you.
Yes, that's true. We don't need propaganda in sports. All right, so we got to wrap it up. I only got about 2.5 minutes. This clock is a little bit fast. I want to thank everybody for calling me. I want to thank Mike for letting me sub tonight. By the way, for those of you who don't know, I host a Saturday night show. Sherry, you might want to be you might want to be interested in knowing this. It's called the Enhanced Sports Show. We handle everything in the world of sports. Well, almost everything. The number is 929-477-3688, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. So if you get a chance, don't hesitate to call in. It's going to be a very interesting show, and I hope all of you will be able to make it. And Mike will be back next week, of course, 9:30 Eastern Time. So we got about, I think now about 90 seconds to go. That's when Robot Lady, as I often refer to it, and there it goes. She always informs me of when we're going to be signing off. So, and Larry, I want to thank you for coming. You really know how to, you know, I guess you know it's Friday night. I guess. All right, so we're going to be going in about 1 minute or so. So on that note, there she goes. So on that note, I'm going to say goodnight, and hopefully some of you will join me again tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Repeat your number, Lou.
929-477-3688. So hopefully you'll listen or call in. It's going to be an interesting show. So on that note, I hope you all do, and have a pleasant good evening.
Good night, Lou. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. So we'll be going off in about 20 seconds from now or so. And we are out.